This is Biotechnica, and you are listening to the Success Podcast, The War with CSIR. Let's get started.
Hey, where are you? I'm searching for you. I can't locate you. Wait, let me check out on Google Maps. Okay, I can see you. Alright, okay, you are in a valley, right? You are a soldier. 56 days later, you have to hit the target. Okay, I can see you there. You're in the valley. Okay, the valley of disappointment. Alright, I located you. Hello and welcome to Biotechnica's Success Podcast. As I'm speaking to you, I know you are in the valley of disappointment. 56 days later, you have to hit the target. And soldier, I know your feeling. I can feel you. You're going through valley of disappointment, and I know what you exactly need. So stay put, listen to this podcast, and I'm going to energize you for today's study schedule. Now, first things first, I know and I agree that preparing for any entrance exam is daunting, stressful, and especially it just feels that you're not good enough. It just feels that you're not making enough progress. And the good thing is, this is just a feeling. And I know how to overcome this feeling because I have myself, you know, passed through this feeling. I know how it feels. I know this feeling of disappointment. And I am going to tell you how to get back on your preparation track as quickly as possible. Now, when do you actually landed into the valley of disappointment? We have to find out first. The truth is, you're trying to solve some question, or probably you were trying to recall some concept, or probably you were just talking to your friend and you realize that, hey, I don't remember these concepts anymore. You realize that you're not able to solve questions, or probably the previous question paper you were trying to solve and you could not make it. But that is where you entered the renowned valley of disappointment. You know, valley of disappointment is something which you will go through whole of your life. It is not just entrance exam. There will always be ups and downs, highs and lows. But I'm going to outline 10 steps which will help you come out of the valley of disappointment, and it will propel you towards your goal. The truth is, concepts are just your weapons, but it's the energy within you which will take you forward, not the weapons. If I have a missile and I don't know how to fire it, then what's the use of the missile, right? So here are the 10 steps which will help you proceed forward. All right, let's relook at your goals. Set realistic daily goals. Probably you are thinking and overthinking and trying to cover more ground, more concept in less time. But sometimes going fast is not the right way. Going slow is the right way. If you're going slow and hitting smaller targets faster, that's how you win. Now, that is the first step. Set realistic daily goals. Don't try to cover everything in one day. And it's okay not to remember some stuff. It's okay. We forget. Everybody does. It's not just you. Every aspirant right now is in the valley of disappointment. So relax, calm down. You can make this happen. The second one, break down the syllabus into small manageable chunks and cover, revise, recall every day, solve questions every day, but don't panic. This step of breaking down things and covering smaller steps like a staircase will make you feel that you're making progress, right? For example, for today, I'm going to tell you. So I have 10 tasks in front of you in my whiteboard I've written. So this is the third task I'm doing, which is recording this podcast. So I've already done 2 tasks. So I already have the confidence. The same way, each time you are, you know, breaking it into chunks and solving it, you'll get confidence. You'll feel less overwhelming, and it'll help you stay on the track. Now, like last time, I told you, stay positive and practice positive self-talk. After every small win, pat your back and say that, hey, you did great, amazing, wow, awesome, you're making progress, keep moving forward. Next step, take breaks. It's very important. You have to take breaks. It is always important to pause in between, right? I'll give you an example. Suppose you're sitting in a room, but the room has no space. It just walls with no space. Then you can you call it a room? No, right? The same way, between the walls, the space is important. Between studying, pause is important. So take breaks, it's all right. And you know what you can do in your breaks? Probably 10 push-ups, probably 10 sit-ups, probably 15 jumping jacks, probably 20 alternate toe touch. And that's exactly my fifth point, which is exercise. Physical activity can propel your good hormones in the right manner, and it'll help you. Probably a short walk to the park. Okay, it's not a time waste, it's just re-energizing, it's just reinvigorating, and it's just moving forward, right? So that's my sixth step. Fifth step, that is exercise. Now coming to the sixth one, stay organized. Very important. You know, when you are moving in full speed, but your desk is not organized, you don't know where is your pen, you don't know which book is where, you don't know which notes is where, that is where it becomes tough. So take a pause and organize your desk so that you are ready for the next step. For example, right now it's 8 o'clock, and say 10 o'clock you're going to start your preparation, and so you know that you're going to study biochemistry. So have the Leninger, have the biochemistry notes on the table, and have the pen, paper and everything in place. Staying organized is your superpower. Many of the aspirants, you know, 80,000 people will write, right? And out of this 80,000, hardly 1,000 people will qualify. Why? Because they were organized. Not because they knew all the concepts, because they were organized in the thoughts, in their actions, in their pursuit to excellence. So that's very important. Sixth step, stay organized. Now, seventh step, very important. Right now, you're listening to me, right? But do you know that you can seek help from me? Yes, you can. You can drop me an email if you are not an enrolled student of Biotechnica. If you are an enrolled student of Biotechnica, you can directly WhatsApp me. I'll help you out, okay? And many of, you know, 100% of my teachers, all the teachers of Biotechnica are on WhatsApp as well as on chat. Go ask them, seek help. Don't hesitate to reach out to your teachers, to your mentors. If you're struggling, if there is no harm, it's no shame in asking help. Sometimes a fresh perspective of studying is all you need, and that helps you understand your study material better. So all you need is reach out to your mentor, right? Now, step number eight, avoid distraction. This morning itself, I wrote about distraction. You know, I have been focused 17 years into Biotechnica and Rasayanika. I can't see anything. I just see you guys. I just see your well-being. I just see your progress, right? So all I want you all to focus right now is on your goals. Be the Arjuna who cannot just see the fish, he can see the eye of the fish. That's how you have to be focused. You can't see anything. You're running forward. There's no way to move back. There's no way you can see anything. Whether it is IPL or BPL, does not matter. You are focused and you can only see one thing, which is your textbook. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is visible to you. Okay? Now, next step, point number nine. Focus on your strength and plug your weakness. Remember, we always talk about SWOT analysis. So you should know what is your strength and you know what is your weakness, right? So strengthen your strength and plug your weakness. That's the secret mantra of qualifying in this exam. And this will boost your confidence. This will make you feel more positive about your progress, right? And that's where I'm going to tell you that the 10th point, which is measure your progress. Very important. Many times you solve questions, you feel overwhelmed. Oh, I'm not able to solve. But you go look back and realize that, okay, I have studied these many topics and I still recall them. So it's not that I'm not making progress. It's just that this particular question I could not solve. It's all right to sweat in peace than to bleed in war. So you're sweating in peace. It's all right. Now, the 11th bonus point is visualize your success. Whether you are getting started for your preparation today or whether you are getting started for your preparation later, doesn't matter. But unless you can visualize your success, unless you can see yourself, unless you can imagine that you're succeeding in this entrance exam and you're achieving your goal, you cannot get there, right? So target the moon, fall among the stars, stay motivated, stay positive, stay focused. Remember that it's important to fill today's day with full of growth, learnings and success opportunities. Take time to reflect on your goals and priorities. Focus on the present moment. Take action towards your dream one step at a time. Believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities. Embrace questions. Embrace challenges. View them as opportunities to succeed and in your exam. Celebrate each time you're able to solve a tough question. And no matter how easy it was, still you should celebrate. Remember that every passing day from today is a new chance to create a life which you always desired. take advantage of this present moment. This is your day. You're going to make it. Move closer to your goals. Inch forward. You have all the power within you to achieve great things. Keep hustling. Keep pushing yourself towards success. Never ever give up on your dreams, soldier. You are in the valley of disappointment, but there is always light at the end of the tunnel. All you need is keep moving forward. Come on, guys. Let's do it. Let's study. Let's win. Let's celebrate our success, no matter how small it is. And any problem you face anywhere, just drop me a mail. Shekhar@biotechnica.org. That's my email ID. Thank you so much for reaching out and listening to this podcast. I'll see you soon in the next episode. This was episode number 4. Thank you so much for listening and keep moving forward, soldier. You are going to get there. All the best. Thank you.